Started at a tearaway in northwest London. Tuesday. December 23rd. Third of Teves. Rabbi Shalom Siegel Shlita. Kriya Shma Shel Shacharis. This week's Torah was put anonymously. Lagdol Torah Adirov. Also, Nishmas, our esteemed founder, Rabbi Yosef Dov, then Rabbi Shimon, Zvi Michal Itzkovitz, Zichro Noli Bracha.
Good morning. This week's parasha in Parashas Vayigash, we find that Yaakov Avinu, as he comes down to Mitzrayim with this incredible reunion with Yosef after 22 years apart, says we know Yosef falls on Yaakov Avinu and he cries. Doesn't say anything about Yaakov Avinu crying, and Chazal tell us because Yaakov Avinu was preoccupied with saying Kriyat Shema. And the question that everyone asks is, why was Yaakov Avinu saying Kriyat Shema at that time? On the other side, why was Yosef not saying Kriyat Shema at that time? It's a well-known question, various answers given to it. What I want to do today, Be'ezras Hashem, is just to explore the basic halachos of Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis. In particular, the Zman. I'm talking about the Zman of Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis. And then Be'ezras Hashem will come back to the question and give some sort of answer to this question as to, again, why was Yaakov Avinu saying Kriyat Shema Dafke at that time? Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis, the Zman of Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis, the Torah says that one should read Kriyat Shema B'shoch B'cho Uvkum Echo. When people are going to lie down, people are lying down, different shittas in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Bruch is there, but we're not discussing Zman Shechiva now. Uvkum Echo. And when one gets up, the Zman Kima, which, again, just going straight to the Halacha, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, that the Zman Kima continues on until 3 hours inclusive of the day. 3 hours meaning three periodical hours, three seasonal hours. You divide the day hours, into four parts, and the first quarter, that is the Zman for Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis. How do you define these 3 hours? Again, a lot of this information I'm sure people are familiar with, but hopefully Ein Lecha Beis Hamedrash Berechidosh, everyone will gain something new, I hope. And that is the famous machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon, and then everyone else who joins onto it, but that's the way it's perhaps best known, the machlokes Magen Avraham and Vilna Gaon. The Magen Avraham says that you take the day from Alos HaShachar, from the break of dawn, the first rays of light, that is the beginning of the day, and the day ends with Tzeisak Echovim. And then you divide the day accordingly. That Zman of the Magen Avraham, therefore, there's quite a bit of variation, because both sides of the day, both Alos HaShachar and Tzeisak Echovim, there's a lot of debate as to what is the time. As far as the Gemara is concerned, the Zman of Alos HaShachar is the time. Pashtus and the Gemara at the end of it says the time that it takes a person to walk 4 mil, roughly 4 kilometers, right? Each mil is 2,000 amas, so roughly 4 kilometers. Take that back from Honitzachamo, right, which is sunrise. That's more or less defined. I mean, again, within a minute or so, you could debate it, but that's pretty much clear when Honitzachamo is. Go back from that, the time it takes 4 mil, and that's the Zman Fales HaShachar. The problem is, what is the time of 4 mil? Is 4 mil 18 minutes per mil, in which case it's 72 minutes. Is each mil 22 and a half minutes, in which case you end up with 90 minutes for the 4 mil. And then there's even the shitta, as explained the Rambam, that the Rambam holds each mil will be 24 minutes, and it's not just 4 mil, it's 5 mil, in which case you have to go back 2 hours. So that's debate number one. Debate number two is, let's say, Lemaisa, I think here in England, it's pretty much, I think most people take on 72 minutes. Eretz Yisrael is a little bit more prevalent, people who are machmir for 90 minutes. But let's just stick with here, I think pretty much everyone, most people take on 72 minutes. But is that 72 minutes something which is fixed? As the Cheshev Ha'efod, Rapenach Padva Zatzal he took on? Or is it, as I think the vast, vast majority opinion is, it can't be something which is fixed, because the Metzius is Makhish that. When they went to Rapenach Padva and they said to him, you know, surely the Metzius is Makhish it. We go, if you look, well before 72 minutes, at least in the summer, it's already light outside. It's definitely beyond that first ray of light. To which he famously responded, so he said, so close your curtains. Right? In other words, he says that was the Masorah he had. And he says he's not going to budge from it based on Matthias. Again, you could, there's sort of what to speak about, how to answer the question in all seriousness. But Amaisa, many, perhaps the majority, take on that it's not something which is fixed. 72 minutes is the amount of time if you take in the Yom HaShovim, Tishri and Nisan in Eretz Yisrael. You simply look at where the sun is relative to the horizon at that time of year in Eretz Yisrael, which is just over 16 degrees below the horizon, and then you simply fix Ares HaShachar as just over 16 degrees if you're going with the 72 minutes. When it's 16 degrees or so below the horizon, any time of the year, wherever you are in the world. So based on that, you obviously, depending on whether you go by what's called therefore degrees, or whether you go with 4 mil fixed, you're going to end up with two different zamanim for Ares HaShachar. Likewise, when it comes to Seisak HaKochovim, there's also different opinions as to when Seisak HaKochovim is. Perhaps maybe not to the same degree, but if you're going to include Rabbeinu Tam, that would obviously take it later, and then it does become much more debatable. But if you don't take Rabbeinu Tam, then there is a little bit of, again, it could be 10 minutes, 20 minutes, difference between the different shittas. But Al Koponim, you get the picture. Because of this, when is Ales HaShachar and when is Seisak HaKochovim, you're going to end up with differing opinions as to how to divide the day. That is in terms of the Mogen Avraham. And that's why if you look at the Luach, let's say the Moshe of the Union Luach, you have there what they call Zaman Kriya Shema of the Mogen Avraham. That's based on the former Gaivot, Rabbeinu Padva, his shitta that it's a fixed 72 minutes, and the time they take for Nacht, and they calculate it based on that. And then what you've got, what they call Zaman Kriya Shema of the Mogen Avraham, Muktam, which is Rameir Posen's calculated time, based on his opinion that you take it based on degrees, but he's also got, he takes it degrees at the other end of the day, which makes Seis HaKochovim much later. So again, even those two times are not the only two possibilities. There are a number of other variations as well. That's in terms of the Mogen Avraham time. Rameir Posen's shitta is, you take everything based on degrees, both the beginning of the day and the end of the day. So he takes it as 16 degrees, both at the beginning of the day, before Hanetz, for Ales HaShachas, he's got an earlier...
72 minutes before.
Correct, but based on degrees, so it's not fixed. So in the summer, it's at 1 o'clock, because it doesn't get to 16 degrees, it's the time of Chatzos, effectively. Mm-hmm. And the Zman for Seis HaKochovim in the summer is also 1 o'clock. So he's got a 24-hour day. That's basically what comes out according to his thing. But Bekitza, these are the two times printed there. There are, as I said, other variations. That's in terms of the Mogen Avraham. The Vilna Gaon, if you go with the Vilna Gaon Shitta, which is, the Balat Tanya goes like this as well, and that is to say that you measure the day from Honetz, sunrise, till Shkia, till sunset, again within a minute or two, because there are slight, very small things we could debate, but that's pretty much defined. And then, obviously, the Zman of Kriya Shema is therefore pretty much defined. These are the two shittas as to when is the latest time for Kriya Shema. The latest time is 3 hours, a quarter of the day. And, as we said, either the Mogen Avraham, measuring the day from Ales HaShachar till Seis HaKochovim, with the various variations of that shitta, or the Zman of the Vilna Gaon, which is, you measure the day from Honetz till Shkia, from sunrise to sunset, and then divide it accordingly, and that is pretty much defined, and that obviously gives you a later time for Sof Zaman Kriya Shema. How do we paskin in terms of these two shittas, Mogen Avraham and Vilna Gaon? So, Ramosha Feinstein, he writes in a teshuva in Chedek Aleph, I think it was Simon Chafov, he writes there, the minag of yeshivas, the minag in most places was always accepted that the halacha is like the Gaon. Right? He's not the only one who writes that. Many, I think the Briskarov, you'd expect the Briskarov would be Machme. He took on the Chatzchila like the Vilna Gaon. Again, he had health issues and therefore he was only able to daven later. It could be that has part of it. But he held the Halacha is like the Vilna Gaon. The Chazan Ish held like that. At least Me'ikadin, the Halacha is like the Vilna Gaon. Many, many Gedolim held. The Halacha was always accepted. Hilchasa Kabasroi, the Halacha is like the Vilna Gaon. Nonetheless, Many write, though, that at least a Yerei Shomayim should be machmir b'derech kalal, where one can, to be cheshish for the Morgan Avraham. In other words, what I mean to say is, it's one thing if a person one day he's not able to make it for the Morgan Avraham, it's one thing. But to lead one's life constantly relying on the shitta of the Vilna Gaon, I once saw it put, I'll put it to you this way. We're going to actually come to Be'ez Hashem, and I'll mention it at this stage. As far as the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Samidi Rabbeinu Yonah are concerned, and Brachos, actually the Zman of Kriyas Shema is before Honetz. We'll come to from when till Honetz, but it actually should be said before Honetz. If you actually look at the Lashon of the Rambam says a person should read Kriyas Shema before Honetz. If you don't manage to say it before Honetz, then you've got till 3 hours into the day. It's very clear from the Rosh and the Ram and the Rabbeinu Yonah even is black and white like this, that to read it after Honetz is already a b'di'evet. So I once saw, I couldn't track it down now, but I believe Rav Vosner was either since Shevet Halevi, where he's quoted as saying, he says, to realize that if you're saying it after Honetz, it's already, according to some Rishonim, Gedolei Rishonim, it's a b'di'evet. Okay. But he says, now you're going to make it bikvias. You're going to now, remember we're dealing with the Doraisa, bikvias, to take something which is a b'dieved, and then say, you know what, but I'm not going to do it based on the Morgan Avraham. I'm going to rely on the Vilna Gaon. When the halacha is that even if you didn't manage to say it before Honetz, as the Mishnah Berurah puts it, so we got this machlokes, Morgan Avraham and Vilna Gaon. He says it doesn't really make much difference because the Mechaber writes explicitly that even if you miss Honetz, you should still do it at the earliest opportunity, simply out to reason makdim in the mitzvahs. So for a person to constantly to lead their life in such a way that they're sort of going to the, I wouldn't say b'dievet shebidievet, because if the halacha is like the Vilna Gaon, it's not a b'dievet. But Rav Vosner said it's not kedai to, I don't know if it's more materias hashkofa, but to take a mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah chashuva deraisa, and sort of rely on the last shitta, bikvias. Again, he's not saying the halacha and one can never rely on the Vilna Gaon. That's not what he's saying. He said to make it bikvias, says that's what I'm going to do. When it's already a b'dievet, that's not kedai. Various others actually felt much stronger than that, that sort of you're dealing with a sopik deraisa, zikha one should be machmir for the Morgan Avraham. But as I said, I think the generally accepted thing is that the strict halacha is like the Vilna Gaon, and therefore if a person didn't manage to get Morgan Avraham, it's, I wouldn't say nishkeferach, but the ma'isa, you've got the Vilna Gaon is accepted halacha. But where possible, where a person should strive, at least b'derech kalal, to try and get the Zman or the Morgan Avraham. We'll come back to the lechatchila about Honetz. We'll come to that. In just a few moments' time.
What time would that be today, for instance?
Which
the Vilna Gaon.
The Vilna Gaon. I didn't actually check. We're talking about something probably 10 something.
What's
the answer? It's after. It's probably 10:30 ish.
What?
They'll tell somebody. Will tell you the.
What
no, he just wants to know what time is the Zman of the Gaon today, for example.
10:02.
Nate, 10:04. 10:02 is the Gaon.
Morgan Avraham 10:06. Is 10:02.
Okay, there you go. 10:02.
Latest to fill in Morgan Avraham 10:04.
And the Morgan Avraham one of the Zman is just after 9.
And that's 8:06 this week.
Yeah. Okay, so Bekitza, that is the latest time. That's been a gear to the latest time. What about the earliest time that one could say Kriyas Shema? So Zman Kimo, we said that the Torah says, it's got to be the time when people are getting up. That is, as far as the strict halacha is, in other words, Midoraisa, the time when people are getting up is Alos HaShachar. Right? Now, whatever you're going to take is Alos HaShachar, whether you're taking that 72 minutes fixed, or you're taking it based on degrees, or 90 minutes fixed, whatever you take is Alos HaShachar, that's going to be the earliest time that one could do it. That is Midoraisa. However, that is not taken on as, I wouldn't say even Lechatzchira, we're going to talk about it whether B'dieva, the person's yet from Alos HaShachar, but Midrabonon, at least call it Midrabonon, the halacha is that one should wait until what's called Mishayakir. Now, if you think Alos HaShachar is relatively undefined, Mishayakir for sure is undefined. Meaning to say there are so many differing opinions as to what time Mishayakir is in terms of degrees, and the latest one, I think you'll take, is Rabbi Yashiv. That's the latest one I've seen. He says one should be cheshish. You know, obviously, he doesn't know. He doesn't know what Mishayakir, how to define Mishayakir. He says one should be cheshish until half an hour before Honetz. Okay? That for people who are davening on Shabbos, who are davening on Eid, it's a little bit tricky putting on your talis.
It's about Shema Tefillin, what are you talking about?
No, it'll be nogea for talis and tefillin as well. Talis and tefillin, you can't put them on with until Mishayakir. Right, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, I think he said 36 minutes, and he said, I mean 36 minutes, not 37 minutes. Right? In other words, he was quite adamant. But you've got others who say, if you're talking about fixed, they talk about 52 minutes beforehand. Some say it's even earlier than that, based on degrees. Mishayakir is a very, I know there were people, I think, from here, who went out a number of years ago, they went out to try and find a place where there was no light pollution, and tried to do an experiment, whether it was 10 degrees, 11 degrees, to try and prove their point. I don't think it actually was a successful experiment in the end, for whatever reason. I think there was light pollution, but because it didn't quite work. It's Mishayakir is definitely undefined, but Mishayakir is the Lechatzchila Dekazaman. From Mishayakir is the Lechatzchila Dekazaman. Can a person be Yotzeh from Alois HaShachar? So Alois HaShachar, there are actually two very big nafkaminas that one has to know in terms of Alois HaShachar. Number one, if a person is up at Alois HaShachar, in other words, you haven't gone to bed. A person didn't go to bed, so again, in the summer, this is, for some people, sort of people are going to bed late, especially if you take the early Alois HaShachar, which is, as we said, is something like 1 o'clock in the morning. If a person is still up at 1 o'clock, he's not allowed to go to sleep without saying Kriyat Shema. Okay? So that's where you can't, even though Alois HaShachar is not the Lechatzchila Dekazaman, doesn't matter. Since Alois HaShachar, at least Midoraita, is the Zaman for Kriyat Shema, one's not allowed to go to sleep from Alois, if you're still up at Alois HaShachar. Again, one with Kameka Tanai, one could say, if I don't manage to make it in the time tomorrow morning, then I want to be Yotze with this. And then when he's saying Kriyat Shema, you know, before he goes to sleep anyway, he can effectively cover for both if he has that in mind. Make a Tanai, make a condition. That's one nafkamina it has. The other nafkamina is that the Mechaber Pasken, this is Simon Nun Ches, you'll find most of these halachas, he says that if a person is honest, a person knows he's not going to be able, he's going out on a journey, he's not going to be able to say Kriyat Shema later on, then he can say Kriyat Shema from Alois HaShachar. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that includes people who are going out to work. People who are having to go out maybe to the city, they're having to go out early, and they're looking for the absolute earliest time for saying Kriyat Shema. One, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that would zikha be considered to be honest, and a person would be able to be Yotzeh from Alois HaShachar. Right, that's what Ramosha Paskin's in Igoros Moshe. In Topshin Chavtes, I can't say I remember this, but maybe some people, there was double summertime, and because of that, that's when the Cheshav Eifo looked into it to work out what was the absolute earliest time that people could daven, because obviously Honetz wasn't until after 9 o'clock at that time, so we're looking for the earliest Alois HaShachar, people had to be able to go out to work. So that's where these sort of situations, that would zikha be considered honest. If a person did go ahead, he wasn't honest, and he read it from Alois HaShachar, the maisa we say a person is Yotze, but if he does it bekvias, a person regularly reads it from Alois HaShachar, and there is no real justification for that, then we say that the person is not Yotze. He's not Yotze Kriyat Shema if he does it like that. So as we said, the ideal time is Mishayakir. So it comes out that the ideal time for Kriyat Shema is between Mishayakir and Honetz. That's going to be the ideal time. Now, if a person is going to be davening with Vosikin, then obviously he's going to be saying Kriyat Shema just before Honetz in order to be able to say, to be able to get Shemona Esrei just after Honetz, right, with sunrise. But if a person knows he's not going to be davening with Honetz, he's not going to be davening with Vosikin. In other words, he knows he's got a minyan at 8 o'clock. So today Honetz was, he said, 8:06. Well, I was this morning, 8:05. Whatever it was, whatever you take Honetz, that's why I said it's not absolutely defined. It's not an exact science. But whatever time Honetz is. So he knows he's going to be davening at 8 o'clock. But he's up. He's up well before that. So he's up at, let's say, you know, he's up 7:30. He's going to be going to a minyan at 8 o'clock. So then, if he waits to say Kriyat Shema with the minyan later on, he's not going to be saying Kriyat Shema till 8:20, 8:25, whatever time they get up to Kriyat Shema. Remember, according to the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yonah, that's already b'diavad. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that in that case, in that situation, a person should say Kriyat Shema before Honetz. When before Honetz? It's not going to make a difference. Any time between Mishayakir and, so let's say definitely 7:35 if you want to be Yotze, all shit is Mishayakir, for sure, between 7:35 and roughly 8:05, that would have been the ideal time mitzad, Hilchis Kriyat Shema, that would have been the time to say Kriyat Shema. I believe, from what I understand, that's what Rabbi Yashiv did most of his life. Because of his Seder HaLimud, he didn't daven with Vosikin every day. But he was makpid to say Kriyat Shema always before Hanez, because he held that's the Ikka Maila of Vosikin, is not the Shemoneh Esrei part of it. The Ikka Maila is to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim before Hanez, between Mishayakir and Hanez. That's the ideal time to say Kriyat Shema. And L'chayra comes out, Al Tzeriza Makdim in a Mitzvah, it could well be that if you know you're not going to be davening with Vosikin, then once you know it's for sure it's Mishayakir, that would be the ideal time to say Kriyat Shema. Just very briefly, there is a, I should just mention on that, by the way, because not all Rishonim agree, with the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yonah, that there's this lechatzchila to say it before Hanetz. There's reason Makdim in the Mitzvah is yes, but other than that, there's no extra mila per se of saying Kriyat Shema before Hanetz. There's an inyan of Vosikin davening, smichas kodesh tefillah, davening Shemoneh Esrei at the right time, but there's no actual mila per se other than Zerizah Makdim and Mitzvahs. So remember, if you're going to be saying Kriyat Shema before Hanetz, you are losing out on saying the brachas of Kriyat Shema with it, which is a separate shayla. It's zichon ma'akev, but so therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you're going to say Kriyat Shema before Hanetz, you should make a tanai, to make a condition and say that if there's a special mila of saying Kriyat Shema before Hanetz, then I want this to be my mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. If not, then I'm just saying it as pesukim, and I'm going to be yotzei Kriyat Shema when I daven it in tefillah, obviously because it'll be within 3 hours. One other thing just to bear in mind is, there is a Gemara in Brochus Daf Yudalid that says, anyone who says, kol hakrei Kriyat Shema b'lo tefillin, if a person says Kriyat Shema without tefillin, is ki'ilu meyed eid sheker ba'atzmai. It's like he's being ki'ilu meyed eid sheker ba'atzmai, which could be a euphemism. It's kiviyochel, it's like he's being meyed eid sheker on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's saying, k'sharetom lo'es al yodecho, where's your tefillin? Where's your tefillin? Right? There's, whatever pshat you take in the Gemara, it's clearly not a good thing to say Kriyat Shema without tefillin. However, so in other words, it's going to be no gay. If a person wants to say it before Hanetz, he's not yet davening, does he have to put on tefillin? If a person, it's 2 minutes before Hanetz, say 2-3 minutes, he doesn't have time to put on tefillin and say Kriyat Shema. It's 2-3 minutes before 3 hours into the day, Morgan Avrom, Vilna Gaon. So what is for sure is like this. If you're standing 3-4 minutes before Zman Morgan Avrom of the Vilna Gaon, at that point, as the Mishnah Berurah paskens, where a person is honest, there's definitely no problem of kilu meyed eidu sheker ba'atzmai. So go ahead and say it without the tefillin, because there's no point trying to put on the tefillin when you're going to end up missing the zman of Kriyat Shema. When it comes to these other things, so let's say it's 2-3 minutes before Morgan Avrom, interestingly enough, Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, no, miss Morgan Avrom, be yotze with the Vilna Gaon. Right? In other words, he held it's not kedai to say Kriyat Shema to be yotze the Morgan Avrom if you're not going to put on the tefillin. But that was probably because he understood, he took on like the Chazon Ish, who said that the halacha is like the Vilna Gaon. He clearly understood, ad kedei kach, that it's not kedai to read Kriyat Shema without tefillin. I think the majority disagree with that though. The majority would hold that in this case, there's a reason why I'm not wearing tefillin, i.e. I don't have time, I want to get the Zman of Morgan Avrom, and therefore, just like whether it's before Hanetz, I don't have time to put on tefillin, or it's before the Zman of Morgan Avrom, I don't have time to put on tefillin. Most, I think, would tell you to say Kriyat Shema without tefillin, especially as you are going to be saying Kriyat Shema later on with tefillin. If you look in Siman Lamed Daled, you'll find over there that when people who put on tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam after davening, so the Mechaber there mentions to say the first two paragraphs of Kriyat Shema. And the Mishnah Berurah is Masvir, because according to the Rabbeinu Tam, you've been made Eid Sheker Ba'atzmai. When you said Kriyat Shema during davening with your tefillin of Rashi, the Rabbeinu Tam will tell you you're not wearing tefillin. And therefore, you should say Kriyat Shema, because the Rabbeinu Tam holds their apostle is tefillin. He's got a machlok Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi as to what is tefillin, without getting into the whole Inyan. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam, to be yet the Rabbeinu Tam, to be misaking this Eid Sheker, you should say Kriyat Shema, just the first two paragraphs where it mentions, that's what he mentions, you have to say the first two paragraphs with tefillin, and through that you're misakin. So again, you could debate the point, but from that it sounds like that as long as at some point you are going to say Kriyat Shema with tefillin, you don't necessarily, you could debate it, but you don't necessarily have to worry about the fact that at the first time I said Kriyat Shema, I wasn't able to put on tefillin. Coming back to where we began, we wanted to know Why was Yaakov Avinu saying Kriyas Shema at that juncture as he was coming down to Mitzrayim? One possible answer is because as he was coming down to the Choshech of Mitzrayim, that was the point of Mishayakir. This was the first opportunity to say Kriyas Shema. It was Mishayakir. We'll explain that a little bit more in a second. It was Mishayakir. He's coming down. He's able to be Mavchin. He's able to be Makir, the face of Yosef. He says at that point, to him it's clear, this is the man of the Zman of Mashiach. He wants to say Kriyas Shema at the first opportunity. Yosef wasn't saying it at that point. You could say, because he was involved in the mitzvah of Kibud Ov V'Eim, or Kibud Ov in this case, so he was already osuk in a different mitzvah, he would rely on saying it at a later date. But Yaakov Avinu, this was the first opportunity he wanted to actually chap the mitzvah at that Zman. The emesis, you could take it, perhaps Al-Pi Machshava, Al-Pi Drush, you could take it a little bit deeper than that. And that is why, what is the Machshava behind it? Why is Mishayakir the ideal time to say Kriyas Shema? Mitzad Shema, I'm not talking about Mitzad if you're going to be Semech Kodeh Tzfilo. Mitzad Kriyas Shema, what is that inyan of Mishayakir more than Alos HaShachar? And the answer is because there are two times to serve Hashem. There's an Avedas Hashem at night, Erev, and there's a time of Avedas Hashem in Boker. We know that Korach came along to Moshe, and he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, why do you single yourself? Kulam Kadoshim, we can all be the Kohen Gadol. What did Moshe Rabbeinu respond? Boker, Uri'isem, etc. Says Rashi, if you could take Boker and turn it into Erev, then you're right. Kulam Kadoshim, we can all be the Kohen Gadol. And the Peshat in that is, the Ibn Ezra already says, the Erev is a Loshon Ta'aruvus. At night, everything loses its individual identity. It's all just one big blur. One big black blur. There's a sense of serving Kulam Kadoshim. We're all in it together. We're all the same. We're all Yidden. But Boker is a Loshon of Bikur, when you can actually make out each individual object. Shacharis is a Loshon of Leshacharer. Each person becomes freed from the shackles of night. Right? So we say as well, you've got Boker is a Loshon of Pokar, Hefka. The idea is the morning is the time when you can see each person's individuality. There's a time to serve Hashem Erev. Everyone collectively, we're all just Yidden together. But there's also room for individuality. One Kohen Gadol, one leader of Klal Yisrael, one whatever, you know, each person's got their individual identity. And therefore, when we're Mekabel Olmach Shomayim, there's an idea to say Shema at night, when we're being Mekabel Olmach Shomayim as Klal Yisrael together, and then there's a time to be Mekabel Olmach Shomayim, each one as an individual Yid, each one with their individual Avedas Hashem, with their individual Tafkid. As Yaakov Avinu comes down to Mitzrayim, his biggest fear is that it's going to become Erev 24 hours a day for the next 210 years. The Klal Yisrael is going to become somewhat submerged in the Choshech of Mitzrayim. We're going to lose not just the individual identity, the identity of what Yidden are all about. When he comes down and he sees that Yosef HaTzadik, after 22 years, he still retained Mishayakir. I can see the difference between Yosef and the Mitzrayim. I can see that Yosef has retained that tzidkus. Despite within the Choshech of Mitzrayim, this is the time I can still Mishayakir, I can be Mavchin, I can be Mavakir, Bikur, I can see the difference between a Yid, such as Yosef, despite 22 years in the goddess of Mitzrayim. He said that's the time that he wants to say Kriyas Shema, to express that even within goddess, we can still, Vayova Yaakov Sholim, Sholim is Rosh Tevos, Shame, they retain their name, Lamed is Loshen, their tongue, and Mem is the Malbush. Yaakov came back from Goddess Mitzrayim, his Goddess Mitzrayim, which was Goddess Lavan, Shorim, so to Klal Yisrael, will retain that sense of Shlemus, that sense of Mishayakir, that we can see their individual identity, and that's why he was Kerei Kriyas Shema Dafki Yaakov, not Yosef, at that juncture.
It means basically it's traveling at night time then. saying the journey was the night time.
There's an hour's difference today between Mogadishu and the cross. It's a big difference. Because if you say one third of the chapter
on your phone check, you'll find it's not taking 72 minutes to fix. It's taking the earlier time for Mogadishu for others. Yeah. That's really going to make much more of a difference.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that.